This is Commercial Real Estate School, featuring real-world insight and expertise from some of the most successful commercial real estate professionals in the country. Here's your host, Kyle and Sarah.
All right, I got to talk to you guys about virtual assistants. The fact is, this show would not exist if it wasn't for my virtual assistants. And I know why a lot of you guys don't hire them. It's because they take a lot of training. You got to prepare a lot of documentation. You got to manage them in order to make them really, truly effective for your business. Digzy solves that problem. Digzy has a fully managed virtual assistant service where you don't have to train, manage, or monitor them at all. They do it all for you. And no matter what vertical you're in, Digzy's got you covered, starting at just $15 an hour. And you don't have to commit to a full-time. You can go part-time for 20 hours a week or full-time 40 hours a week if that's what you need. And when you hire Digzy for a virtual assistant for your business, you actually hire Digzy, the company. You get a dedicated in-house assistant that has those skills and training that you need. This way you can focus on doing what you're best at and let Digzy handle the rest. So you can grow and run your business and scale it and do everything else you want to do and allow them to fill in the gaps. Like I said, I have a Digzy virtual assistant and it's amazing and I highly recommend them. To learn more, go to www.getdigzy.com/products or call 866-MY-DIGZY. All will be in the show notes. Check them out. Digzy is the place to be for virtual assistants. And this is something that I'm not great at because you get so buried in what you're doing, but you say that you make sure that you're reaching out to old clients, kind of checking in. Well, what does that look like? How are you tracking that?
Let's see. I did when I worked in house. I've kept in touch with the people who I leased office spaces to. Mm-hmm. I've kept in touch with people that I did restaurants for. Mm-hmm. I've kept in touch with, and I mean kept in touch. I'm stopping by. I've followed them on social media. I've called them or I congratulate them or sent them a quick DM and say, glad you're still there. Glad you're doing great. there's one girl that I did vintage shop for and I've stopped by to, you know, I love her content that she throws out there. So I like stopping by. So when I've reached out to them just to say congratulations, they're like, it's good to see you still, you know, in the business. And they'll call me. They'll say, hey, now I need an office or now I need a warehouse or now I need.
Yeah.
So you are
just going by, visiting, touching base. Is this something you set up in your CRM or are you just kind of like, while I'm in this neighborhood, I should stop by and see so-and-so? Huh? Are you actually tracking this or is this just something that
kind I am.
Of, yeah.
On our first episode, we talked about Excel sheets.
I was just going to say, this sounds like an Excel sheet special.
I go back to the top of the list.
So
I write it down.
So the top of the list are the closed deals?
Are closed deals. And it was the earlier in my times when I was doing leases, right? So they're at the top of the page. And, you know, I will sometimes go through the top or I'll go in through the middle or I'll mix it up and just call one of them. And they're in different markets, of course. Like I've done deals in Orange County. I've done deals in Irvine. I've done deals in San Diego. So it's good to keep in touch, but sometimes I'm like, okay, which way do I go? And then sometimes I'm like, I'm going to stick to my market today and I'm going to do new calls or sometimes, you know, but yeah, I go literally back to that Excel sheet and I will go back. If not, they are in my CRM with a date and a reminder saying you need to touch base with them or their lease is coming due in a year or two. Just check in with them to see how they're doing.
Nice. Very smart. Yeah. I know, you know, Ryan Serhan is big on his system. He has this thing where he says, I will follow up until you either buy or die. That's his thing. And I think that's aggressive. but, you know, I think it is, you know, again, particularly in the retail restaurant space, right? They don't need you one day and the next day they need you immediately. Right? Like, hey, you know what? I decided this. I'm just not going to work out or hey, I'm thinking about expanding or this is crossing my mind or a competitor looks like they're breathing down my neck. Maybe I should do X, Y, and Z. So yeah, I think follow-up is key. You can't take any of that stuff for granted. And I admittedly kind of do. And it's not my best trait.
Yeah.
But it's priority. It should be a priority.
People a lot. It's about having fun.
Yep.
So sometimes I'm like, hey, are you still alive? Are you still in that corner?
Yeah. Yeah. Did it work out? Yeah. Did the landlord kill you yet? No. Or did you kill that tenant yet? No, it's for sure. I'm thinking about a client right now because I know that they sort of wedged themselves into a space. It was a bit of a headache and I followed up with them immediately after they opened and stuff, but you never know what their needs are now, right? Like they may be looking for who knows what, but just being top of mind, they may have a friend who wants something. It's still a bit of a lead gen opportunity, business development anyway.
Yeah, one did not make it. They were a bakery. I just think it was not the market for them. Mm. And I can see why it didn't work out. Even though he's not in the industry, in the business anymore, I still called him and I said, hey, like, where are you living now? And what are you up to? Mm. And, you know,
Yeah. He's
like, oh, I meant to call you. You know, I'm opening up a new restaurant and I'm like, where, you know, and then he's like, here in Los Angeles, but downtown, is that your market? And I said, yeah, it is. And then, wow. So yeah, it's about following up. And sometimes, you know, I understand that people do get busy, but just checking in, you never know.
That's right. Thank you for checking out another episode of Commercial Real Estate School. If you found value in today's episode, there's one simple way that you can support us. Just share the episode with your friends, your family, colleagues who you think might benefit from it. We'd love to hear your thoughts too. Leave a comment or review. Your feedback over on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, Google, wherever you're checking us out, really helps us just improve the show and brings our community closer together. So until next time, let's keep learning and doing deals.